Good morning, beautiful people. How are you guys doing today? Right now it's 9:18 a.m. For today's topic, I'm going to talk about player versus player. What I mean by that is a guy player versus a girl player. It's very funny. We always saying that guys always cheating, right? Always doing something, the game that having multiple women. But ladies, do you let your men cheat on you and let it slide, or do you do payback? I know so many women love doing that, love doing payback. If a man cheat on them, they went in, they do something else. Some of them got another man, some of them left, and some of them do the payback a little bit different. I want to know, guys, what do you do if a man cheat on you? Okay, I want to know that. What do you do if a man cheat on you? Do you just cheat on them back? Or do you just leave? Because I know when you're in a relationship, you have to be trust. You have to have trust, fidelity, and respect. In communication, but a lot of relationship these days doesn't work because of the things that I just mentioned, and it's crazy. But guys, listen, if there is a relationship, right, where the man is cheating and the woman is cheating, I think they both have like their hands full, because none of them want to give up playing their game. And what kind of relationship is this? How this relationship can be survived when both of them is cheating? The guy is doing his part, having multiple women, and the girl is doing, I'm sorry guys, the girl is doing her part, having multiple men. I always heard that when a woman is cheating, they give her the bad name, but when another man, when the man is cheating, well, they give him the good names, as in they call him you know, the great man, they give him a lot of sort of names that it's okay. I'm sorry, guys. It's okay to cheat. It's okay to have multiple women. He's the man. When the woman is cheating, it's turns. But this is the society we're living now. It's crazy. Because when you in a relationship, you don't cheat. If you want to cheat, just don't be in a relationship. If you're in a committed relationship, I don't see the point that you have to go ahead and cheat and acting like if you were single. If you want to be single, you could have just stayed single. And it's the worst and the worst if you married and then you cheat. Because, like, it's another different level. It's another different level when you married and you cheat. There's no forgiveness right there. Then again, a woman forgive them. Some of them, they forgive, but they never forget. But they forgive because they love that man. And some of the men take it for granted. Ladies, we have to start putting ourselves first. I don't say don't fall in love, okay? But don't let a man treat you nothing less than you are, than a queen, you know? Don't let that happen. You have the power to change yourself. You have the power to make a man come to you. You have the power to make every man running after you. And you have the power to make one man stay. We are the mother of queens. We have to start thinking like it, acting like it, knowing that. And you, if you have a man, you gotta let the man knows how to treat you. What I mean by that, if he's treating you wrong and you let it happen, that's what's gonna keep continue happening, because you make him think it's okay to treat you like that. If he cheat on you, you keep staying, or you keep letting him cheat on you, then you make it okay for him to keep cheating. But if you don't let it happen, trust me, he's gonna learn. He's gonna know that it's not okay. He's gonna realize it, and he's gonna know how to treat you. See, not a lot of ladies do that. Like, there's a lot of men don't know what you guys thinking, don't know what we thinking. We have to let them know what we thinking. We have to let them know how to treat us. We have to let them know what we want, what we mean, what we say. They don't know that. We have to let them know. That's what I mean, ladies. We have to do it ourselves. Thank you guys for listening. I'm gonna put an end to the show today. This is gonna be it for today. If you guys have any questions, you guys can leave a message. You guys can leave a voice. Let me know what to talk about next. I'm gonna do it for you guys. I love you guys. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for all the support, all the love. And I'll see you guys another time for the next show, the next topic. All right, guys. Thank you. Have a good day. Stay safe. Be blessed. Stay safe in this crazy, crazy coronavirus happening. Quarantine ourselves. This is important. Thank you, guys. Stay home. Be grateful. Be thankful. Be blessed. Have a good day. Bye-bye.